That a Hip Hop mixtape review, Vic Mensa, Internet Tape. And I said that shit wrong anyway.
Still said
wrong. Internet Tape.
Yeah.
Still said it wrong. Mike tried to help you out before we started rolling, and you still fucked it up.
First time I put him on, I was like, man, this dude is a carbon copy of Chance the Rapper. Why the fuck? You know what I'm saying? No, I'm
talking about the gate.
First listen, I was like, man, this guy is a carbon copy. And I listened to it, and you know, we pushed this one back a little bit here and there. So, you know, I had gaps and I sat with it. And I'm like, okay, let me listen to his mixtape and then let me listen to Chance to see if there's really a difference. And there is a difference. Sonically, they sound close. They're very similar sonically, and even how they rap and their wordplay and stuff like that. But what's different is the actual music. I felt like Vic was a little bit more soulful. With Chance, I think he creates this ambiance that is solely Chance. And I think like Vic has his sound, but musically he's different. He's just different from Chance. You know what I'm saying? But overall, I enjoyed this tape. It took me some listens. He's weird like Chance. He spazzes out, man. He spazzes out on this tape. I don't even know if I would recommend this to somebody. Damn. You know, like, no. I don't know who I would recommend it to. You know what I'm saying? Because
someone who likes Chance the Rapper.
Yeah. Shit, there you go. Somebody that likes Chance the Rapper, I think that they would like Vic. I like what Chance and Vic and that whole camp. I don't know if they have a camp, you know what I'm saying, in there. They're trying to progress. But the one skit that really caught me, you know, when he was saying that hip hop is supposed to just be fun, but at the same time, this is a business because I'm trying to live off of this. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes a lot of artists, they always think about the money first, and that's all they're focused on. And I don't think that Chance or Vic is really focused on that. I think they're focused on their music, and that's the reason why they sound so different from. I haven't heard anything like either one of them. You know, especially all this year, I haven't heard nobody sound like them, and especially coming from Chicago. You know, so man, keep doing y'all thing, man. I definitely fuck with
you. I'm kind of glad we didn't review this like initially when we were supposed to review it, because I think I would have dogged the shit out of this damn mixtape. But give it a few more listens. It's cool. It started off pretty happy. I thought it was really happy, and then it got to Time Is Money, which is actually my standout track on this.
With Rocket
this.
Fresh, I think Rocket
yeah,
Fresh.
Yeah, yeah. I never even heard him before. I heard the
Rocket Fresh with MMG.
I never even heard him before.
I think he's from Chicago too.
I don't know. But
that Maybach music.
Yeah, no, I was like, he's a Maybach artist? Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Yeah,
but, I mean, on that track, he didn't sound like terrible or bad or anything. He did a good job on the beat. But yeah, to me, this project picked up when it got the Time Is Money. For me, it did. It got the Time Is Money. So it picked up for me when it got the Time Is Money. Hollywood, LA with the Tay beat.
Yeah.
And joined with Absol, Holy Holy, that was another one that I enjoyed. I even like how he finished it, like with that nigga, how he was kind of talking about how he, you know, people was against him and how he kind of rose, kind of easily rising to fame, and how he's thankful for everybody. So I thought he ended it really well, but it has some good spots. I think it was good that it had a lot of variety of production on here, but I think it was too much variety. Like it was kind of
eclectic.
It was kind of little all over. It's fine having variety, but when it's like all over the place, it's kind of you'd be like, what are you trying to say? And I think he's young, so I think his songwriting structure will probably get better as he gets older. It just seemed like some of his topics, he just kind of just on some of the songs, his subject matter was just all over the place. So that was my only, that's like nitpicking right there.
So the variety in the subject matter, or just the variety in how the songs sound?
Almost a little bit of both, but more so a variety of how the song sounds, I guess. But yeah, it has some good spots. Like I said, the first like two listens, I was like, man, I ain't really feeling this shit that much. But you know, by the time I got like listen four, listen five, I was like, okay, this is decent. You know, he had a little bit more musical elements on this mixtape than Chance the Rapper, which, you know, I like, I kind of did.
Overall,
that.
I think I actually like this project. I think I like the production on it. I know it's weird, right? Because when you came
like
to
Chance.
Me, exactly, when you came to me and was like, yo, you know, we need to think about doing Vic Mensa, because he kind of, you know, the whole Chance thing, I was like, oh, fuck, I don't want to do that. But when I listened to this, and then I went back and listened to Chance, I still don't like Chance, but what was the thing about Chance was that na-na-na type thing, and kind of his voice was really a little bit more nasally than him.
Really? Because yeah. I felt like their voice was very, 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 very similar.
They're similar, but Chance is way, way, way out there to me. But when I listen to this and listen to the type of songs that he has on this one, from Internet Tape, the intro, all the way down to like Orange Soda, which I thought was great. I just kind of liked how he approached this style of music as opposed to Chance the Rapper. I don't think anything's wrong with Chance the Rapper. It's just that Chance wasn't me. And I went back to listen to Chance. I was like, maybe I'm fucking bugging. No, right, but
makes sense. He said that this was more soulful.
Yeah, that's typically your thing.
Yeah.
He did go over more soulful type beats. I could see why he would like this more.
Yeah, and that production on it was cool. And I think back to what you're saying, one of you guys was talking about his career. You know, after Kids These Days, after he broke up with them, it's like his career is starting to take off, because I think he's even admitted that, you know, he's looked at the success of Chance, and you know, Chance is kind of popping off, and
because they always compete.
Yeah, because they all had the competition thing, and now here he drops this tape, and now he's out there. So, but yeah, man, I did like this project. I'm okay with the diversity B. I think it kind of shows that he can do a couple of different things. I think, you know, his time with Kids These Days helped him create a little bit of a sound for himself. Probably hanging out with Chance the Rapper too and listening to what he's doing.
All that being said, you still hear the influences of Chance in
there. Yeah.
You know, so you could tell, I think that they're close just based on how they create their music.
Is that a knock on him though?
But not so much if he could continue to separate his sound from Chance. Like his voice just sounds like Chance.
He didn't sound like this before. He had a project up. Yeah, he had one in 2010. He did not sound like this before at all.
Yeah, I didn't realize this was a guy from Kids These Days until after I listened to it. And I never liked Kids These Days. And the reason I didn't like them was because the ideas with Kids These Days was cool. The execution itself was never really that good. With this project, I get the exact same feeling. The ideas are cool. The execution is not so much. I think with the whole Chance the Rapper thing, I think the problem is Chance came out first. Mm-hmm. Whenever you are putting out a project after you've been a feature verse on a relatively successful album or mixtape, and you kind of sort of sound like that person, you're automatically gonna get late. Look what happened to Ritz.
Yep.
Ritz got hot basically because people heard him on Yelawolf. Then everybody said he sounded exactly like Yelawolf. But now when you listen to the two together, they don't really sound like each other. They just kind of rap similar.
Yeah.
With Chance, I feel like Chance's album sounded varied, and it still sounded cohesive. But with Vic's project, I think he slightly missed the mark. With sounding cohesive. I think that instead of his album just sounding varied, it sounded bipolar.
Yes.
You know, his choice of picking beats and songs, it was too much. Yep. Like, it was like, okay, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. When you listen to Chance, you feel that, but it works. It still flows. This one didn't really flow that much to me. But the only thing that saved this project was the fact that Vic Mensa can rap his ass off.
Okay.
Vic Mensa can actually rhyme. He can really rhyme. And like B said, he's only 19, right? 19, 20, something like that. So he's got a long way to go. You know, he's got plenty of time to grasp his sound. But at the same time, when you have people like Joey Badass, who are young and coming into the game and automatically spitting, and what's the other guy's name? The guy you all interviewed. What's his name? Bishop Nauru. Mm-hmm. When you have dudes like that who already have their sound and they're fucking young as hell, you gotta step your game up, dude. Like, you gotta step your game up because you're already getting compared to Chance. And I'm sure he knew that before he dropped this project.
Who knows? Yeah.
So you gotta do something to separate yourself a little bit. And the soulful beats, I don't think that's enough.
So you think that with this project, like, okay, because he already, when he put this shit together, he had to know he was gonna get those comparisons, right? Do you think that he can separate himself from Chance?
I mean,
that ability is there for him?
Yeah, okay. because the thing about it is, no, I know, I feel you. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I think the reason that he can do that is because if you listen to certain songs, like, let me look at this real quick. So a track like Orange Soda, that song, mm-hmm. when I listened to it, I was like, that sounds like Chance. Lovely Day. Didn't I thought it did. I thought the way he was rhyming and everything sounded like Chance. When I listen to a track like Lovely Day, that doesn't sound like something that Chance would do. And then Magic, I thought that didn't really sound like something that Chance would do, but it just wasn't good. Like, this started off great. The first track was great. Orange Soda was great. Then when it got to Lovely Day, I was like, uh-oh. Then it got to Tweaking. I'm like, okay, see, that's the issue right there. Like, you go from Orange Soda to Lovely Day to Tweaking, and then after that was Magic. And it was like, God damn it. Like,
but you know, Mike, like
yeah, it was all over the place.
Why don't you, and this is just me, like on a mixtape, I'm more okay with them jumping like that on a mixtape.
Because mixtapes are albums now, and here's the reason. Yeah, it's totally different now. It's not like when we were younger. Where a mixtape was based, that's not a shot. But when we were younger, a mixtape was literally dudes rhyming over other people's beats. So you expected it to be sporadic. Mm. Nowadays, thank your boy Drake. He fuck all that up. You can't do that shit no more. It's not like an album. But the thing that was good for this is around YNSP, it came back. And from then on, it was good. I liked Holy Holy, even though I thought Absol's verse was weird. It didn't even sound like him.
I didn't know.
It was bizarre.
When I looked at their feature, I was like, oh, damn, that is Absol. I'm like, shit.
That was weird.
Absol.
Yeah.
Fearned Out, I liked. Yap Yap, even though it was another weird track, I thought it was cool. And that didn't really sound like, if I remember correctly, that didn't really sound like something that Chance would do. So see, like, he can separate himself. He just needs to grab these ideas that he has and flesh them out more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but do you think that the voice, regardless, because I think that he really sounds like, you can tell him
apart.
I don't
think it's his voice.
You don't think it's his voice? It's more so his style than his voice.
I think it's his style, the way he rhymes.
Yeah, his rhyme scheme on certain tracks, he sounds like
Chance. If you hear him on Tweaking, they don't sound nothing like.
No, they sound different.
They sound completely different.
But I think that track is just completely different from anything that Chance would ever
do. But you have both of them next to each other, though. Think about it.
Just like Cocoa Butter Kisses, you know, when they went out.
Cocoa Butter Kisses, yeah. Mr. was on Cocoa Butter Kisses.
I don't think because he's been so successful with this, and I don't know if part of that success is slightly on the back of Chance the Rapper's success a little bit, you know, because fans of Chance the Rapper listen to this and like, oh, I like Vic Mensa too, because now they got somebody else they can listen to. So I don't know if those two go hand in hand a little bit, but
you don't think he'll switch it up?
I don't think he's going to switch it up because it's working for him. Wow.
But is that going to work for him in the long run, though, you think?
I don't know if it will, but...
But he's young.
He's young, but so is Chance. They might just continue on the same path, though, B.
Think so.
They can band the brothers, man. They can ride this thing all the way to the top and just go for what they know. You know, and unless him sounding a little bit like Chance becomes a detriment to him career-wise...
Right.
He's not going to change up.
Like, if I was Chance, I would... Not saying I would feel some kind of way about it, but I would talk to him. Like, if we all made music, I'd be like, hey, man, you gotta switch it up a little bit, man. Like, cool that we sound similar, but we're both trying to make a career out of this, and you sound too much like me. You know, but real quick, what did y'all think of Fun? I'm sorry, not Fun, Run with Thundercat. I wasn't feeling that track too much.
Skipped it like in the first 20 seconds, but then the third time when I listened to it, I was like, let me listen to this track all the way. But I wasn't feeling it.
Another track that Chance wouldn't do, huh?
No, it was one that I was looking forward to because I liked Thundercat.
That's what I'm saying. It was so much different. It was the production. Production was so all over the place, man.
But it was a little bit something different. So you know, I think with the variety, whether it's up and down, you know, mm-hmm. you guys, you know, don't like the up and down. I think the variety gives him different things to play with, so he can go here, he can go there. It just depends on, you know, where he goes from here.
Yo, shout out to Chicago, shout out to the Midwest, putting out a whole bunch of young cats, you know what I'm saying, that have talent, and you guys are unique, you know. Again, you know, 2013, man, hip-hop has been great, and a lot of you young people continue to diversify yourself and make yourself unique. Vic Mensa's one of them guys. He has somebody that he kind of sounds like, but he's definitely different. I've never heard anybody outside of Chance the Rapper sound like Vic. You know, it bumps in the whip, not as hard as Chance's, though. You know, say, because like how all the guys said, the production is a little here, there, the, you know, but it's cool. For me, you got to
give him a bump in the whip, people.
He said it don't bump. He said it kind of like Yeah, it tinks a little bit.
A little boom.
A solid bump.
It's just a little boom. I don't know, man. I definitely bump it. Vic Mensa, man, keep doing your shit. Chicago, stand up.
I am actually looking forward to see what he's gonna do next coming from this, more so than just the replay value of this mixtape. So the replay value is not really that high, but I'm still interested in seeing what he's gonna do next. You know, as far as his music is, dude can rap, and his songwriting capabilities. Other than that, you know, it has some good. This mixtape has some good points and it has some bad points for me. So, you know, it was cool. It was okay.
Vic Mensa, I like the positivity. I like what you're doing out of Chicago with the type of music that you're doing. That's different from all of the negative violent rap that's coming out of there now. You guys definitely have some talent, and I'm curious to see where you go from here with your career. You know, I like this mixtape. It was soulful. It was a production. I think like Mike said earlier, you definitely rap, and that's enough to keep me interested. And you know, I think you have different areas you can go. I like the variety that you had on this tape. Even, you know, the way it was sprinkled out.
Even though it sounded like I didn't like this mixtape because I had some criticisms, I do think that this was a good listen. I think that with Vic, this was a good showcase of his skill as a rapper. What I don't think this was a good showcase of his skill at putting together a cohesive project. And I think that's the only part that's lacking. But there were more songs on this that I liked than songs that I didn't like. I think the whole second half of the mixtape was stellar. It was just certain parts at the beginning that I felt a little bit like, that doesn't work. We were talking about how Vic and Chance are too similar. There is one thing I definitely noticed that Vic does that Chance does not do. He has more social commentary. I think that Vic seems to talk about his city a little bit more than Chance does. So maybe he can grasp onto that while still doing the kind of weird experimental hip hop. This was a good start for Vic. He's young, he has a long way to go. He's definitely a dope rapper. So if he continues on a path of just separating himself a little bit and he maybe gets somebody to help him with putting together something that's a little bit more cohesive, I think this dude will be fine, man. I know good memories.